Good morning. This is Brother James Melton with Bible Baptist Church in Sharon, welcoming you to the Bible Baptist broadcast. Bible Baptist Church meets at 132 East Main in Sharon. We have Sunday school at 9:30. We have preaching at 11 o'clock. We then have a fellowship meal here at the church right after the worship service around 1 o'clock or so, by the time everything is ready to eat. And then we kind of clean up and everything. About 2:30, we have an afternoon service. We do not have a Sunday night service. We just go ahead and do all of our services together. And then when we're finished up about 3:30, 3:45, everyone is free to go for the day and do as they wish for the rest of the evening. Some folks attend other churches at times, revival meetings, things of that effect. Others just go home, such as myself, and just relax and get ready for another week service to the Lord. Well, we have an email at service@BibleBaptistPublications.org. That's service@BibleBaptistPublications.org. And we also have a website at www.BibleBaptistPublications.org. And you can go there and learn about the church, learn about the ministry here, and also a place that you can find a great deal of information about God and the Bible. And if you need to be saved, we have salvation material right there on the website. I'd be glad to show you what it means to be saved, what it means to understand that you're a sinner and that you need Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You know, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's a reason he said that. And he said that because that's the truth. No one else can save. Buddha can't save. Confucius can't save. No one else can save. Muhammad certainly can't save. Only Jesus Christ, the Son of God, can save, because only Jesus Christ was the sinless Savior that laid down his life on Calvary and then rose up the third day according to the scriptures, for your justification. And friend, if you've never received Jesus Christ, I urge you right now to get serious about your soul before it's eternally too late. Well, thought it'd be a good idea today, with this being our first broadcast several years, that we would take a little time to just tell you a bit about ourselves, something I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time doing in future broadcasts. We're mostly going to get into the Word of God and just try to give you what I can in the 15 minutes that we have week after week from the Word of God. But I thought we'd kick this thing off today just telling you a little bit about ourselves and what we do and what kind of church we are. And if you're curious or you're thinking about maybe visiting, and it might ease your suspicions, if you have suspicions, or satisfy your curiosities, if you have that, to know a little bit about us. Well, we're Baptist. If you know anything about Baptists, we are Baptist. By that I mean we believe in salvation by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe that following one's belief on the Lord Jesus Christ, they're supposed to be baptized, that is, immersed in water. We don't believe in sprinkling. We believe in full immersion for adult converts only. We do not believe in baptizing or sprinkling babies. We believe a person has to be old enough to understand that they are a sinner and to make a personal choice that they are a sinner and that they need Jesus Christ as their Savior. And we see no way that a little child, a little baby of, under a year old or something could ever come to that kind of an understanding. So we want to see people old enough to understand what they're doing and make a personal decision to trust Jesus Christ. So we believe that. We believe in separation of church and state. That is, we don't believe in a state religion. We don't believe that anyone in governing positions has any business telling anyone what kind of church to attend or what kind of things to believe or not believe. So we believe, as Mr. Jefferson believed, in the separation of church and state when he wrote that now famous letter to the Danbury Baptist Association. Also, we are independent Baptist. That is, we're not a part of any convention or synods or anything, hierarchies, anything like that. We're just one single standalone Baptist church doing as we believe God will have us to do. And you say, do you answer to anybody? Yes, we answer to Jesus Christ. And we answer to Jesus Christ day after day by trying to follow his lead and trying to do as he leads us. And if we make bad decisions or wrong moves, then obviously, like anybody else, we suffer the consequences. So we believe in freedom of speech. We believe in freedom of religion, religious liberty. And as such, we are an independent Baptist church. And if you've never been an independent Baptist church, you might want to try one out sometime, whether it be our church or someone else's. It's a little bit different, but it's a good difference that I think you will grow to appreciate if you'll give us a chance. Well, just to give you a brief rundown about myself personally, I was saved at the age of 15 in 1979. I came to realize that I was a sinner and I needed Jesus Christ as my Savior. To make a long story short, some folks from a Baptist church over in Obion County came and showed me that I needed to be saved. And I was saved that night. I got on my knees after a very simple yet very understandable presentation of the gospel. And I asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart and take all my sins away. And the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I believed that night. I was shown that night. I was told that night. And I believe that. One thing I knew for sure, I didn't understand the Bible very well, but I had made up my mind that if the Bible says it, then I'm going to believe it. And one night, that night, a good man of God showed me that the Bible said I'm a sinner and that Jesus Christ can save my soul. And once he made that clear, he said, you believe that? I said, of course I believe that. The Bible says it. He said, would you like to be saved right now? And I said, yes, I would. And I got on my knees and I asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart, take my sins away. And that is exactly what happened on May the 3rd, 1979. And friend, that's exactly what can happen for you on this very day if you turn to Jesus Christ for your own salvation. Well, I was baptized about 4 days after that during a Sunday night church service, and then began to serve the Lord there. It was actually the Union City Baptist Temple. I began to serve the Lord there until along about 1990. And then I felt God led me to go and be a part of another church a few miles down the highway in Troy at Faithway Baptist Church. And I was there for about 6 years serving the Lord and mostly teaching Sunday school. Started a printing ministry there and also would fill in for the preacher at times, and had a involvement in a jail ministry as well over at the Obion County Jail for about 8 years during the 1990s. So been busy serving the Lord that way. And along about 1995, God began to speak to my heart about starting my own church. And we prayed about it. I was married to Angela at the time. My wife, Angela, we were married in 1993. Angela Smith from over in Kennan. And we got married in 1993. In 1995, God gave us our first child, Rachel. So along about that time, he began speaking to us about starting our own church. So we did. And we came over to Weakley County and we started Bible Baptist Church in here in Sharon. We had our first service, I think, in March of 96. We also started up the printing ministry here. We bought us a press and some basic equipment that we would need to publish the things that that I had been writing. And a little by little, the ministry just began to grow, the printing work, and people began to order our materials. and study and learn and grow, and just little by little, things really took off, and I did real well. So we've been at it in Weakley County since that time. We met here in Sharon until about, I think, 2001. Then we rented a building in Martin there on Lindell Street, and we were there for actually about 11 years, and would probably still be there except the building sold, so we had to find a new home. In the meantime, we had bought another building here in Sharon, so we had two buildings side by side just for extra space and storage and expanding the publishing work. And we got to doing a little measuring and looking around, and we decided that we could probably do a little bit of rearranging and house cleaning, and find a way to set up our worship services right here in our property in Sharon without having to rent or buy another building. So we went to work, and here about a year and a half ago, we relocated everything back to Sharon. And we have been here since that time. So we're at 132 East Main in Sharon. And like I said, Sunday school 9:30, preaching 11 o'clock. Would love to have you with us today or any Sunday. And if you can come, I believe you'll get a blessing. Got some good people here that love God. And we're the old time religion, folks. There's nothing new, nothing fancy about us. We're the old time Bible believing Baptist is what we are, and we're not ashamed of it, and we're not ashamed of the Lord, not ashamed of the Lord's word. And you come be a part of our service. I think you'll like what you see. If you like the Lord, if you like the Bible, if you like clean, godly living, I think you're going to feel at home and in very good company at Bible Baptist Church. You know, we don't have a lot of time left, but let me emphasize something. John chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus says, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." You know, there's a lot of people. You would think that in the South, the southeastern United States, a place that is known as the Bible Belt of this country, you would think that it wouldn't be necessary to remind people that you must be born again. You would think by now everybody would know that. After all the great revivals and all the great Bible history that we have, and yet there are people living next door to you, maybe you yourself, there are people in your family, there are people you work with. May perhaps even be people that you're married to, perhaps even your children, perhaps even your parents, that still do not understand that a new birth is necessary if they plan to escape the damnation of a burning hell and enter into the glories of heaven above. Jesus said, friend, you must be born again. If you've never been born again, I hope you'll contact us, service@BibleBaptistPublications.org. I would love to meet with you and show you how you can be saved today, or come worship with us today, even better, and we will show you then. Well, our time's about up. This is Brother James Melton, Bible Baptist Church, 132 East Main in Sharon, Sunday school 9:30, preaching 11 o'clock. Email service@BibleBaptistPublications.org. Until next time, this is Brother Melton reminding you that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.